Butte's underground miners, working in one of the most dangerous occupations in the country, had begun to organize as early as 1878, and 34 unions in related crafts and trades existed by 1900. Women workers would not be left behind. The mines operated around the clock, but the women who cooked and cleaned for miners struggled for respectability and decent treatment while they provided what was called commercial domesticity. Despite the need for their services, working women at the turn of the century were often looked down upon. Butte police who arrested the city's prostitutes routinely allowed them to claim waitress as their occupation. Not only untrue, this misrepresentation disparaged the many working women in Butte's restaurants and boarding houses. These workers were often miners' widows and older daughters, forced to leave school to work to support their extended family. The Women's Protective Union sought to secure rights for these women. The organization was founded in 1890.